Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Base 9-2, and the Mishnah continues to discuss this obligation of being of returning the stolen object. Here we'll have cases where the value of the stolen item decreases. It says, Gazal Behema Vehizkina, if the robber stole an animal that became elderly, meaning the animal can't do what it used to do in terms of output, but in terms of labor, or Avadim Behizkinu, or the thief stole slaves, and the slaves became elderly, and they can't do what they used to do, they can't produce children, they can't work like before, then Mishalm Kshasa Gazela, then the thief or robber must return what he stole based on the value that it was at the time it was stolen, because he can't just return this animal or the slave, because it's considered to be like a different slave, as much as the slave or animal as it was then is now no longer that slave, it's gone, can't produce like before. Reb Meir Omer, Ba'avadim Omer Lo, Harei Shalcha Lefanecha. Reb Meir says, when it comes to slaves, it's different. Slaves, in many places throughout the Torah, are hukash, they're like exegetically connected to karka, to land, to real property, real estate. And the principle is that property isn't really given to theft. Someone could sort of be squatting on your land, but it can't be taken away from you because it just sits there where it is. And because of that connection, the drush that connects slaves to land. So, according to Reb Meir here, slaves similarly cannot really be stolen. They can just be taken possession of, but they're sort of like your land and someone else's, you know, someone's just squatting on it, so to speak. And therefore, just as you can always return land at all events, saying here's your land before you, even if the land, let's say, got flooded by a, you know, person squatted and then the land became a toxic waste dump or, the river's flooded or something, he can just walk away and say, here's your land back, have it, you know, here it is, and there it would be. So same goes with a slave as well. The fact the slave got elderly doesn't matter. A person could just return it as is, says Rebbe Meir. Now, the Bartanura says the halacha is like Rebbe Meir, and that's true, but that's a little strange. If we'd have like a chacham and Rebbe Meir have an argument, the halacha should be like the chachamim. But the Gemara says that Rav switches the shitas, meaning that it's actually the chachamim, the majority who holds that slaves are connected to land so much you could just say, here's your land, here's your slaves, same thing, go take them, or take it. And therefore, the halacha is like that, which here is presented as Reb Meir. The Mishnah continues and says, Gazel matbeya venistak, if one stole a coin and the coin broke, like split in half, like a split coin, therefore it can't be used for currency anymore, and therefore it's no longer a coin like it used to be, it's no longer around. Or peros vehirkivo, he stole produce, and now the produce has now gone rotten and can't be eaten like before. This means like the majority is rotten. Yain vehechmetz, he stole wine, and the wine now spoiled, becoming like vinegar. So then, misham kshasa gazela. So then, the robber or thief must return not just the stolen object, but rather the value it was the time he stole it, because it's considered a shinui, a change, which made it now the possession of the and the problem of the robber, and now he has to pay back because he hasn't got a shar gazal, the thing he took. Again, like in all these cases, I'm going to remind you, it applies equally to a ganav and a gazlan, but most type of theft is actually ganav, of course. Rarely do people take by force, usually take things by, you know, by sneaking it away, and when no one's looking, or somehow they, you know, they find it, they take it, they sneak at night, they pickpocket, whatever the story is. And that being the case, not only would they pay the return of the object's value, but also twice that amount for ganav. If it's a matbeya v'nifsal, if, however, the hezek is called hezek she'eino nikar, the change is something which is not a physical change, but like a legal, conceptual, halachic type change. So, for example, you have a coin, and the coin becomes nifsal, the government, the local government says it's no longer legal tender. So it's not accepted over here. So, assuming it could be accepted somewhere else, that's the simple case where everyone agrees upon. So then, the din will be that the thief or robber can say, here is your coin, and all the fact that it's not really useful locally because of some external law change, the coin is still the same coin and can be used elsewhere, so go elsewhere and use it. And there's a machlokas if the coin is totally not accepted anywhere in the world, if now it's considered to be a change that would require a new value to be given instead. That's a machlokas down to the Shulchan Aruch. If it's truma venitmes, if the thief stole truma and in possession of the thief it became tame, so now the truma is kind of useless because you can't eat, you can't drink that truma wine that was stolen because now it's tame if you're a Kohen. But notwithstanding, since that's just a legal change, the wine is the same wine as before, you'll see you can give it back as is. Chametz va'avar lava pesach, if what was stolen was chametz and while in the possession of the thief, Pesach comes and goes, and therefore the rabbis decreed that chametz that's around and not destroyed that is in the possession of a Jew during Pesach becomes forbidden by the Rabbanan to eat or get benefit from. So this is now inedible, you know, cookies that were stolen. But he could still return it and say, here's your cookies. They're the same cookies as before. The fact they're inedible, again, is like a legal change, but not a physical change in the object. Hezek Shino Nikar. It's not recognizable. It's not physically detectable. Behema Venevda Ba'avera. If you have an animal that was, let's say, was going to be used as a korban, but now the thief stole it and an avera was done with the animal. So, for example, someone worshipped it, someone bowed down to it, and someone did an act of bestiality with it. So now that animal can't be used as a korban. If there's just, say, one witness, it's still forbidden to be used, but it looks like the same animal. So again, hezek shenu nikar. O shenifsla me'al gabei ha'mizbeach, or if the damage that happened or the change that occurred while in the possession of the thief is that the animal which had been consecrated to be used as a korban now gets some kind of mum, a blemish, which makes that it is no longer eligible to be brought as an offering, but it's something like, for example, like a cataract in the eye. So that's not really noticeable. It's considered also hezek shenu nikar. It's not. It's like damage that's not recognizable. It's not a real change. Osha haisa yotas li sakel. Or if you have an animal which is now being brought out for execution, like for example, if it killed somebody and now finished its time in court and the court paskin has to be executed. So we said that animal, of course, is no longer permitted to get any benefit from. It's asr bahana. Nevertheless, in all these cases, since these are hezek shenu nikar, these are damages that are not changes that are not recognizable to the physical onlooker from the outside, really. Omer lo harei shelcha lefanecha, the thief can say to the victim, listen, there's your cow, whatever it is, go ahead, here, I'm returning it to you now, there it is, even though it's not really any worth to the victim. I just want to speak out again that this applies both for geneva and gazela, but remember that the ganav, someone who took without, you know, sort of secretly, which is by far the most common way of taking things, would still need to make the kefil payment. So you still would have to pay, like, if the cow was worth the 100, so he'd have to, he could say, listen, here's your cow, and I'm sorry that it's now, you know, it's your problem that it's now whatever, asr b'hana, whatever. In addition, there would be this separate 100 payment of kefil that had to be made as payment in the case of geneva.